Good afternoon. This is Down to Brass Tacks. I am Dr. Christina Hines with you until 2 p.m., which is quickly approaching. The number is to call 434-1790 and the WhatsApp 266-4862 for your messages. I would like to read a message here on the WhatsApp because it's coming from a school child, and I really appreciate the fact that we have listeners that age. The person is a second former at St. Michael's School. The individual notes that they were informed in their household that there would be a water outage at 9 a.m. The water never came on. The person called a customer service, and they were not too pleased about that, but they called the customer service at Barbados Water Authority, and that person was very helpful to them. I thank this second former at St. Michael's School for listening to the program. Thanks for engaging with us. Let's take a call. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
You hear me?
I am hearing you.
Yeah. You had two callers there earlier, one from Bushall and one from Eden Lodge. And I am sorry for people with that type of mentality. I remember some years ago we had a leader in Guyana by the name of Jim Jones.
Yes.
One of the callers told you that once the Prime Minister tell he drink water, he would drink it. That's what Jim Jones...
Probably not Kool-Aid though, right?
Huh?
That's what Jim Jones made them drink Kool-Aid, so maybe they feel water
and,
is safe.
It had poison in the drink though, then mm-hmm. he tell them drink and the drink. Mm-hmm. When you got people with that type of mentality, that's what has happened. You know, can't think for themselves. They can't see no further than the nose. You understand? You told them
yes.
getting criticized, especially tall boy. He is saying the Prime Minister is giving people too much. They want too much, like he wouldn't do. Those people are sick in mind, man. And the Prime Minister can't do nothing wrong for the told them there. Neither one to tell them. If she tell them jump down, the only one know how high. Yeah. I thank you mm-hmm. for your...
listening. Okay, well, thank you for your intervention. Have a good afternoon. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Hello?
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 Hello, welcome to the program. You're on Down to Brass Tacks.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. There's a little bit of noise in the background.
Okay. Sorry. I'm calling from the airport here at the moment, so that's why you're hearing a bit of noise there in the background. Now, I'm okay. one of the two exporters of breadfruits here in Barbados.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. But I'm having a serious problem with my bank at the moment. When it was announced last week that we would have been having the 2-week lockdown and the borders are still open, we were told, okay, well, we would still be able to do some exports. Now, barring that, then I spoke to my guy in England, told him the problem. And then said, well, you know, since the banks will be pretty much out of commission for 1 week, that, you know, if he could send me some extra money while he was paying me for the breadfruits that he had before. The thing is, no, he sent that money since last Thursday. The money would have been on my account in a matter of hours. But my bank, First Caribbean Bank, has held this money up until today. And still, I'm still fighting to get the money onto my account. So I went to the bank this morning, and then they were telling me, okay, they need to see the invoices that correspond with the money. Now I'm telling them, okay, well, he's paying me for some of the stuff that he had before and some that and the rest, obviously, is giving me advance tours, whatever else we're going to be doing.
Right, so orders to come in the future. Right.
Right. Obviously, I can't provide invoices for those or you know, area bills or anything for them. But I'm up to this point. I still haven't received the money. And I have the people up here by the airport to pay. I'm actually here dealing with another shipment now at the moment. And I'm getting no positive response from the bank at all. No, this is something that I've been doing.
Let's hope someone is listening.
Yeah, this is something that I've been doing for over 10 years, so I don't know why at the last moment, at a critical junction like this, that the bank would be stalling my money. I mean, after the next couple of hours, I can't go to the hardware store to buy bags. I got to make sure that I have enough stuff to last at least for 2 weeks for the lockdown and still be able to conduct business and stuff. And whatever what the people at the bank are telling me really doesn't make sense at the moment. It really doesn't make sense. They're saying, okay, well, you know, you need to show where that you're being paid for something. I explain to them, yes, I'm being paid for something, but, you know, I'm also getting some money in advance. And I've been doing it with this bank for over 10 years. And I would like to know what would be the problem that would cause the hiccup like this. And not only that, I have guys that...
Unfortunately, I'm having some difficulty hearing you. Your call is not very clear. So I just want to summarize some of what you said. You're having difficulties accessing funds that have been provided by one of your clients into your bank account from the bank. And obviously, banks will be closed for the next week, right?
Exactly. So
this is a very difficult situation from you. I hope that someone hears this call and will be able to provide you with some assistance. But I think there are several callers that call about the banking system. And this is something that really does need to be addressed so that people can do business, can have access to the money that they need to do what they need to do.
Yes, because even after the shutdown today, that means that basically, although I've made provisions that I wouldn't be in this position, that I'm actually in the position because as it stands at the moment, I have no money, but I have $26,000 on the bank that the bank is refusing to put on my account. And I mean, although I'm showing them correspondence from me and my supplier, I mean, my client, they're still not doing it. And it's not even like FAs was just something that's just a one-off thing. This is something that we've been doing for years. No, normally a telegraphic transfer takes about 3 hours to get into my account. This one is 4 hours.
Would you like to, I have someone here. I'm not sure if they're from the bank, but they're asking if you would be willing to leave your information. So perhaps you could leave your name with the producer. And I can see perhaps this person might be able to help you.
Yes, well, definitely. But we understand, you know, the time is dwindling down. It's not like I don't have money. I'm not calling and asking for any handouts or anything from government. So I also have guys that work for me that, you know, they actually need a little bit of money to go into the supermarket. I was also going to support them that, and then we could also always deal with that later on. You know, so it's not just my one that's hold up. There's quite a few people that they're hold up. And I mean, they're not giving me any reasonable excuse not for me having the money other than they want to see the invoices for it. I'm telling them, okay, it's an advance towards future shipments. And he's also paying for some that he had as well. And I mean, I'm just getting total runaround from First Caribbean Bank. Total runaround. I've been down there for 3 hours already this morning. Still nothing positive yet.
Well, I feel your plight. I'm going to pass you over to the producer who will take your information. Hopefully this person may be able to assist you, but I thank you for that call. That was one of the WhatsAppers that seems to be offering some assistance. Let's take another call. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Donna Haynes.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. You said you like to talk about international matters.
I do.
So let's talk first international, and then let's bring it down to local. Because I want to talk about governance, and then I want to finish talking on marijuana.
Okay.
First thing I want to say is that...
But you know, it's getting close to the time, right? So we're going to have to be really precise with these points.
Right.
Okay, go on.
Running a country is very, very hard as a government. And this is not the time for people to say that they are not going to be assisting the effort that's being made tomorrow. One of the problems we have in Barbados is that we really and truly have too much freedom and too much liberty, and we take too much liberty to use the little amount. This is not that time. This is not the time for us to be playing games with this pandemic. If the government has asked us to do something for 2 weeks, sacrifice and do what they want you to do for 2 weeks, stay home. The Prime Minister is being too nice in terms of trying to say, oh, well, you don't have to. No, no, no. Stop home. That is the law. And if you have a problem with that, the police should turn up at your door and take him, put you in a place where you have to stop home. Now, there's a program that I
want. So what you're saying is if you don't participate in the survey, you should get locked up?
Yes. To be totally honest, that's my feeling.
Oh, why though? I feel like, don't you think sometimes if you encourage people, you might get better results than if you threaten them?
And so I respect what the Prime Minister does. But what I am saying now is I'm coming on the other side of things. Because we have this thing about, let's say, vaccines. You're hearing all sorts of people now saying, oh, well, I ain't taking a vaccine because there's a conspiracy, blah, blah, blah. And then what that ends up doing is affects the country. Because there was a time when we would be very compliant and we would take vaccines for smallpox and those sort of things. Then all of a sudden you had a whole bunch of people saying, we ain't taking this vaccine because of blah, blah, blah. And then now you see the rise of those sort of things coming back on. So therefore, you're now talking about things that affect public health.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, there are times to be gracious and then there are times to be firm.
Okay.
This is one of the times now we have to be firm about those things.
Okay.
Now, as I said, there's a program.
What was the other thing you wanted to mention?
Right. This is good. I didn't want you to just bear with me 2 minutes, okay?
Two minutes is a lot.
There's a program that I watch.
Yes. 45 seconds. Uh-huh.
Right. There's a program that I watch called Devils. And it is about how the banks have manipulated the stock market in order to bring down certain currencies. They want to destroy the euro so that the individual bank can make billions of dollars. So therefore, when you hear this situation, when you hear people tell you stories about, the countries can't afford to pay a universal income and those sort of things, that's not what it's really and truly about. It's about maintaining a certain status quo. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, now bringing it in locally to Barbados. Because I heard the agricultural minister this morning talk about marijuana. And I said, when I hear we looked around the country, the region, and our prices, the fees that we are charging are the least in the region. What does that mean? If by charging the fees, you are still keeping the bulk of your population out of the market, you are spinning top of mud. You are not saying anything other than exactly what is maintaining the status quo, which is saying, listen, this is for big people. This is not for local investment. This is not for small people to get involved in. So therefore, when you hear things like that there, that frightens me mad.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and also now, when you look around, he says, okay, we've looked around the world and spoke about California and what's happening. Okay, let's look and see what's happened. In all of those cases, over-regulation and over increase the exorbitant fees that have been charged have made people leave the industry, the legal industry, and go back to the illegal one. So therefore, when you look around the region, ask the question, how many people have invested, how many locals have invested in Jamaica? How many have invested in St. Vincent and those places? How many times have you heard the complaints from the people about the same thing? So when you deny Bajans, because of lack of imagination, the opportunity for the small investor to get involved, you're just maintaining the status quo. That's my position on that.
Well, thank you for your position. Quite interesting. We'll take another call. Good afternoon. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Hello, good afternoon, Dr. Hines. Hello.
Welcome to the program.
Yes, good afternoon, Dr. Christina Hines.
That's me.
Yes, good afternoon, ma'am. It's an honor. Hello?
Yes, go on.
Yes, it's an honor speaking to you. My first time speaking to you, Dr. Hines. This is Stephen Downey here. First of all, I must say I do understand and I welcome the lockdown. It is in the public interest of Barbados and for the best of our interests. But however, ma'am, I have one or two issues. One, we have dengue right now in this country, which means that the only way we can help combat dengue is for the removal of bush, and I think it's a need for gardeners and landscapers to continue working. And a matter for the Attorney General and the Commissioner of Police. Do you have only essential services to be outside, be allowed out, or to conduct their businesses? Ma'am, there are three things in this country I want to know if constitute essential services. That is these bloody kite nuisances, powers, and vagrants. If society cannot be protected from them, they need to be protected from society. I make no apologies, ma'am. These noisy kites are driving people crazy, and it's about time. 606, someone being put in prison after tomorrow Wednesday. Okay? I have had an incident very recently when I have had to go to these kites, people, to try to reconcile with them and ask them for some degree of peace, quiet, and tranquility. I have had an incident where one of my horses was stolen on last Saturday. Thank you, Mr. Corian, I got it back. However, ma'am, every time I have to go to a neighborhood to reconcile some sort of difference, I am being threatened and told by if I know how many guns they have in this particular area. These things are not good enough, and they need to be dealt with once and for all.
Okay. And you've reported these matters to the police?
Ma'am, the police in Black Rock are trying their utmost best, thanks to the new station sergeant they have. They have over 200 complaints. Although I'm at home, my house bombarded by kites overhead night and day, 24/7, like bulldozers in the sky. We could as well got Bushy Park in my neighborhood, like racing cars down here. It is totally unacceptable, and I have to stop. And as I just said, we law-abiding citizens, we are subject in this country to indifferent treatment where people like powers, these type players, and vagrants have more constitutional rights than legal law-abiding citizens in this country, ma'am. I thank you and have a very blessed day, and you be like me, likewise, up here to the curfew. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for your call, too. Be safe. Good afternoon. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.
Bruce Champlain. The Prime Minister right now have a very, very hard task.
That's
being
true.
A Prime Minister, you have to be very strong, especially when dealing with people in Barbados. You know what? They had an ad on the TV when things were going good, telling people pay international insurance. When things is bad, they will get back something. You can't expect not to put in something to get out something. If you don't put in anything, you won't get out anything. Now they're asking the Prime Minister to take the money that she has to run the country with to give them.
Mm-hmm.
How can that be? The flights are not running. The tourist season is down, way down. When she don't have any money now to run the country, you would hear them keeping dogs. This gone bad, that gone bad, the road won't fix it, this won't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? People got to understand that this is not the time to give out money.
Isn't it?
The time where she's going to need that money.
Okay.
They didn't put anything into national insurance. Mm-hmm. If they had done that, they would be able to get something.
Some people can't get their money from national insurance present, though, and national insurance, those payments eventually run out, don't they?
Well, at least then that is what they should be keeping noise about, because they would say, well, they put money in there, you should get something.
All right.
But not keeping noise with the Prime Minister, them this body want money, next body want money. Huh?
All right. Fair enough.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Have a good afternoon. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon. Hello, you are on the air.
Good evening, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You can remember Miss Martin came on the radio and TV and said, tell the people to have a nice time, but don't go overboard and be careful and stay distant.
Yeah. Can you turn down the radio or whatever is in your background?
Lord Radio.
Yes.
Go on.
So she was trying to tell them to keep distance and wear the mask. So everything they don't do it, and then they were at water for the mask, and they gave her everything on coming out of them, and then turned it with one another. So they can't blame her for everything. God blame everybody.
Okay. We are all in this together, the Prime Minister said. So I guess we all have a share of the blame to hold.
Yeah, but she tells them to stay for a distance and wear the mask and don't go overboard. But they can't blame her for everything because we got to blame yourself for things, too.
Fair enough. We should take responsibility for our part.
We just stop wearing the mask and we give up.
Okay. Some people. Have you stopped wearing yours?
Well, you can't get around.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope that those who you are in contact with are wearing theirs. I hope they are, and that you will be kept safe at home.
Well, I tell them not bring nothing he ain't giving me. I tell them so all the time.
And I also hope that you have things to entertain yourself while you're...
Yes.
Good. Well...
Yeah, I tell them every day don't come here for the mask.
Good. And make sure they wash their hands and do the things they're supposed to do.
Everything they have to do.
Right. You keep yourself safe.
No.
I said, do keep yourself safe.
Yeah, I'm trying to hold you.
Well, thank you for your call. Have a good afternoon. This is Down to Brass Tacks. This may be the final caller. Down to Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Can I get on the air?
You are.
I'm on the air?
You are on the air. Please speak.
I just want to ask one question, please.
Okay.
Can you tell me what is the price for the license for the marijuana? what's the price? Because I hear the...
why are you making me laugh now?
I heard the agriculture minister bopperweave from that question the whole morning. He bopperweave and try to deflect from that question the whole morning.
He directed you to a website, and the website is bmcla.bb, and you can go there and find out the price. When you find out, come back and tell us another day. But we are just about out of time. Thank you, everyone, for calling in, for keeping this WhatsApp board so active. I couldn't even read all of the messages. I thank you, John Stout, for producing me so well, as you always do on Starcom. And I wish all of you safety. Please don't overdo it this evening. Don't rush around. Some places are still open tomorrow. Be careful. Be safe. Wash your hands. And let's take care of ourselves and each other. Until we meet again, I am Dr. Christina Hines, and this was Down to Brass Tacks.